sense of protection or validation. That woman coming over was so validating.
Yeah.
More
than the guy from 50th and Xerxes or the woman from Gypsy Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I really like those two stores.
Yeah, yeah.
This is different.
Because it's the next notch up.
Yeah.
It feels like. And
more.
It's more, yeah. And you were included in it. So one of the things with Kidney Bladder is resists being included. And here's why. Behavioral tendencies. Procrastination tendencies with the experience of difficulty following through to completion. The task may be 98% complete. The issue is the ability to complete. To operate on the premise of needing stress to function or to produce outcomes. At times, disassociating from this physical reality may be due to a history of emotional violation, incest, or physical abuse, current behavioral patterns of emotional shutdown, and disassociation from physical reality at times of not being validated, a sense that they are not believed and therefore different, fears of visibility or success, and or failure, fear of failure, meeting their needs for nurturing indirectly, sometimes through sexual activity, sometimes through food. Irregularity or imbalance regarding menstrual cycle and female organs. Feelings of insecurity or lack of self-confidence despite innate talents. Now this is a sketch, a broad brushstroke.
That's amazing.
So not all of them are going to be...
Just all.
On the other hand...
At various points in my life, you know... I mean, not all of it right this minute, but all of it at some point.
The behavioral balance, to have an intuitive source of I know, especially regarding information that other individuals would not want them to know. To intuitively know inconsistent behaviors or non-truths. To deduct truth from patterns. This intuitive sourcing of information is vulnerable to non-validation. They are very creative and are visionaries. To them, boredom is certain death.
Oh, this is me.
Hidden truth, the experience of being different is also experiencing limitations in being able to be included. A life lesson to experience their reality being validated in order to be included, and then to include and be able to validate other people's reality. And one of the other balancing things with kidney bladder is shifting from feeling like a black sheep to feeling unique. That's a very kidney bladder healing to have that shift. And you're doing that.
When I told my mother that I sent a resume to this women's newspaper, she said something that was supposed to be an insult, but I realized I could take it the other way, or at least she sounded insulting when she said it. It was one of those snide ways of saying something. She said, well, that sounds like you, you know. And I thought, yes, it does.
It does.
So the way her tone, it was like I was able to kind of, not in the moment, but I was able to kind of go, that sounded snarky, but you know what? It's true, I think. So, why, thank you!
Way to go. Way to go.
So, I got it after the fact.
Yeah. Do you want to hear another one?
Yeah.
About letting go, about lung large intestine.
Yeah.
This is lung large intestine. And I'm happy to give these to you to Xerox.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm going back. I have some more stuff to do. For some reason, I'm fascinated with pictures of those macaque monkeys in Japan that like to lay inside the steamy pools. So I found about 3 different pictures of them. So, because they have this look on their face with the steam going up that's like, oh. So whenever I see one, I saw a documentary on it once, because they go to the pools in Japan. There's a place where all the monkeys go, and they've got frost on their fur, and then they're inside the mineral baths or whatever they are. You know, it's just steam going up. Hot, cold, monkey love, you know, it's got it all. So it's just so me, you know. So I've always loved that ever since I saw the documentary. And so every time I see a picture, they do that once a year in the paper, you know, the little, so
yeah,
I've got them, you know. So I'm just having so much fun because, you know, it's like, oh, a monkey picture, you know. So I'm going to blow them up and frame them and put them in my bathroom maybe, you know, or just do something fun, you know. Just
cool.
Because I like it.
Yeah, because so. You like it because it pleases you.
Yes, it means something to me.
Yeah.
It means so much more than it might to somebody else.
Yeah, and it is all about you. About being surrounded by things you love is really important to you.
Yeah.
It's like having your own energy around you.
So, and blowing it up and putting it in a frame instead of having this little poem that you run across in your dictionary, you know, it's like just so cool to make it permanent because then it doesn't get destroyed because they're practically crumbling, so it was the perfect time. So I'm going back to do my monkey pictures, so.
Great.
I'll take good care of those. And I found this great thing at a yard sale that's like a plastic briefcase, but you open it up and I just discovered it's got a bunch of folders and then it's got a hook and they'll hang down if you want them to.
Whoa.
Or then you put it in there and it opens up and they're like, it's the coolest thing. I just bought it at some sale and it must have cost a lot of money because it's like so intricate, but it's just this cute little thing that, you know, I ran across. And
excellent.
So and then it stores things really well because it's hard plastic dividers. And so I'll take good care of that because I know where to put it. And
you can see it's precious.
Yeah, I'll be going in to get some more Xeroxing done. So
this is lung large intestine meridian.
Plus I've had all these physical manifestations in these areas too. I mean, my intestines have been really upset, you know, it's like, whoa, what's going on lately? I thought I ate something, but every day it's like, just, you know,
letting go.
I have to keep going, and I keep going, and then the last time it's like just a, you know, I'm not sick, but like just a gush of, you know, so not to get too graphic, but like it's more than just,
yeah, it's letting go. Your system is really shifting.
It's, yeah, I thought, what's wrong with me? But, you know, it's just been a contained period of time. It's been really happening like that. So
your system's cleaning out.
Yeah. Because it just felt like it's time, you know, I'm just I'm very into spring already. I'm just feeling... I went right from Christmas and had a little something there, but then after Christmas just started to welcome spring in my own little ecosystem. Yeah. It just started, just felt like, you know, I was having this before it all happened outside, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
This is so interesting. That first page was absolutely me. I mean, over the years.
Yeah, it's very cool. This is lung, large intestine. And let me show you where the smart point is for this. You know, there are many, many points for lung, large intestine.
Is it on this hand, too? Because
yes.
I have a problem right there.
Yep, that's it.
It's been hurting, and I thought, did I bump my hand?
Press it.
Because that, I feel it there, too, then, when I do that.
Underneath?
I feel it in my leg when I do this.
It's probably...
It's because my leg is...
Well, it might be on the same meridian.
Okay. It's been right there.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I thought, well, I must have bumped it or did something to it. You know, I didn't realize it was...
Kidney bladder is inside... Here's your ankle bone, just down. All these smart points, they live in hollows. So go down and in, and they're usually tender. And one side will be hotter than the other. One side will be more tender.
It's my left side, of course. This time it was my big toe that hurt the most instead of the second toe, and that Jody had snapped my toes, and the one, it's like I was ready to let go last time of this, and so when she did it, I commented, and she said, well, you just, you know, you were ready to release it, you know. But like that second toe, it was this excruciating thing that happened beyond just normal, you know, releasing. And so it was all pent up and ready to just leave, you know.
Very interesting.
So then my leg was better after that. So
wow.
It's amazing.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Huh.
The way we...
Hold.
Get ready to...
Where we hold.
And then decide not to, you know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm ready to...
Yeah. Huh. Lung, large intestine. Emotion. Anxiousness. Separating. Grief. Recognizing loss and letting go. Crying sometimes. Symbolic meaning. Necessary awareness of when to let go. When to acknowledge a loss and the experience of emotional abandonment. That's the wound. Resist healing one's own abandonment. Behavioral imbalance. Oppression by compromise. Material needs being met at the expense of emotional needs not being met. This is the wound of emotional abandonment. Perfectionistic tendencies due to a denial system about the impact of a wound due to a loss or a sense of abandonment. Patterns of addicted smoking to decrease feelings of being wounded again. History of divorce and family of origin and or actual physical death of a primary relationship. Poverty thinking regarding not enough. In financial matters, poverty thinking is experienced irregardless of high or increasing income. Anxiousness regarding a sense of not enough time, creating a pressure of hurry. Not enough, not good enough, the dynamic of expectation, disappointment, negative thinking, allergies, particularly with the skin and runny nose. Behavioral imbalance, independent behaviors, and risk takers. These are independent and risk takers. The ability to persevere hardships without outwardly complaining. Amen. The hidden truth, the experience of abandonment or people not being there despite promises and prior arrangements. It's a matter of trust. When they experience a person really being there in a time of need, they have a cathartic release and experience healing of the original wound. Surrender to intuition, letting go of the outcome, being recognized, being in the present moment, tendency to isolate. Life lesson, to learn they do not have to isolate to heal their wounds and to trust and experience others being there for them in time of need. So that's that.
That those two are just so absolutely right on for me. Just amazing.
Yeah, she's brilliant. She's a brilliant girl.
Yeah.
Good.
What are the other ones like?
They're equally stunningly brilliant. Shall I read them? I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Just briefly, curious.
Yeah, especially that stomach, because this is this point, this second toe, got my attention. When you were talking about the big release with that.
Yeah, because it just hurt like crazy. And the day that I was ready to release it then, you know, when she yanked on it, I was like, oh my God! You know, I just screamed because it was so way beyond what usually.
Yeah.
It was just intense.
Sheet. There's a summary of these. Just let me see.
Those so perfectly describe me that I can't even picture what the other ones are like for other people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What theirs. Or if they have such a perfect description.
The point for it's further up here. Get my liver gallbladder is between the first and second toe. It's up here.
That's exactly where it was.
Okay.
And as I remember back now, I used to spend so much time, you know, working that last summer. Working that point once I figured out how sore it was, but I didn't know what it was.
So that's liver gallbladder. It's symmetrical, as they all are.
But it was much more intense on one side.
One side will always be more intense. So you can work that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is liver gallbladder meridian. The emotion is critical, frustration, spiritual, anger. Symbolic meaning, the urge to live, and the image that goes with that in Chinese medicine is a chick breaking out of its shell. In Eastern medicine, the liver is considered the dwelling place of the soul. And the time, you know, all of these have a time. In Chinese medicine, there, you know, the clock, 24 hours, and they're all in there. and the time is 11 to 1 p.m.
Ah.
Shift there.
11 is like my favorite number, so when somebody says, what time do you want to do the appointment, I always say 11 if it's just, you know, doesn't matter. Like, I resonate to that.
Let's see. Resisting self-acceptance, the behavioral imbalance, self-critical and or other critical, two sides of the same coin,
mm-hmm.
questions authority, ambivalent tendencies contributing to avoidance of commitments, a victim-victimizer continuum may include a history of abuse, one-up and or one-down dynamic of relating unequally, immense vulnerability in an equal relationship, practices indirect control instead of asking for needs directly, vulnerability to alcohol abuse, indicators that family of origin may be dysfunctional, private feelings of not deserving, self-critical, difficulty with decision-making, blame, make wrong is one of the dynamics, and the expression, I'm trying. There's issues about lying and truth, being very sensitive to other people's lies and what is the truth. Feeling like a scapegoat and using the legal system to equalize that victim. Very correct to utilize the legal system when necessary.
Most of that is right on. There's the decision, it's like sometimes I just know, and it's so absolutely easy to make decisions, and then other times I'm just all over the place, you know. So that stands out. The other ones were so, it was like looking in the mirror. So that...
You have more balance in this one. That's what that means. The others are just harder for you.
Yeah, but it's very, very right on for me. It's really relevant. It's just that I'm surprised that doesn't fit me like a glove the way the other two do, because I think I've got so much related to the liver stuff, but... It's just a couple of things that aren't quite as perfect a fit, I guess.
Again, because you're more balanced in this area.
It's nice to know.
And usually there are one or two that are like, oh my God, that's...
Yeah.
How did you do this? You didn't even know me.
Yeah.
That's what we were saying in class when she was going through these, when we were learning it. And then it's normal that, because you're very healthy and high-functioning in this culture. So it would make sense that not every single one of them would be that imprint of you. The behavioral balance. Spirituality is a means of self-acceptance. Comprehension of meaning of life higher than oneself, at times very charismatic. Spiritual truth is a language you speak. The hidden truth is the degree of self-criticalness or self-discontent, and the life lesson to experience forgiveness of self and others.
Hmm.
Being late is... aspect of imbalance for liver gallbladder.
Mm.
You're welcome to copy all of those.
Great. I'll take good care of them.
And there are two more, and I don't know if you want me to go through them. There's,
I'm curious what they are.
Spleen, stomach.
Uh-huh.
Between the second and third toe, up, and
not too bad.
Breath. What it has to do is to pack the energy with the breath. When you massage that, just focus your energy. And she taught us to breathe as follows. Really focusing your breath. You pack, it's with intention, is what it does.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be quite as much of a problem.
Yeah, which makes perfect sense.
What's the main idea?
This is about worry and depressive states and about meeting others' needs before you meet your own, and the need to be needed, and that's not your MO. It's a vulnerability to codependency.
I've had some of that, but I kind of...
It's not your main thing.
Wanted to let go of it.
I know you know people who are like that. It is their main thing. It runs their life. So that's...
Worry is my mom's thing, that's for sure.
This is... the point is on the hand, and it's down below. This is heart, triple heater, and small intestine. And it's... There's a hollow down here. There it is. It's further down than I think. Right in there. So there are three of them, and so it's the heart, small intestine, and the triple heater, and the pericardium, the heart envelope. Mm-hmm. And the gist of this one is about nurturing, heartache, receiving, and kindness, and joy, the experience of unconditional love, approval, disapproval, like, dislike, The imbalance can be very disrespectful. Vulnerability to needing the approval of others. If nurtured by others, they experience their own emotional pain. Concern that caring means to be hurt. Issues with difficulty of receiving. At times when communicating information that has an emotional involvement, their speech becomes very pressured or hurried. You know, sometimes when people speak, there's no way you can interrupt them. They'll just go off at a gallop, and it's the pacing is going like that, and then that's an indicator, an audio indicator that there's something off. The frequently using the expression always and never is also an indicator. Mm-hmm. And the balance, my mom had a lot of this. This was very helpful with my...
I have moments, because I can...
Initiation is a huge word to help balance someone, for them to feel seen and heard and appreciated, because appreciation and gratitude open the heart.
I've just use that. I've just let myself really just taken it in and gloried in it, you know. I just started to register that at some point, and I realized it did something. It was like just you could feel it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, you can feel it. You can.
It was like a vitamin, and I just had to turn to that. So I have seen that change in myself because of that.
The kids do that for you. When you really get fed by the kids, and beauty does it for you, your art, other people's or your own. It just opens you up and helps get you into alignment with that. It's one of the most powerful, it's the most powerful healing energy I know. to step into that open-hearted, because it's grace. It's from God Central. WGOD.
Yeah, well, I've picked up a good book of short stories and just reading a good writer. Somebody before I go to sleep reading. I mean, some people don't get into short stories, but I get
them. It's my favorite genre.
Is it really?
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of short stories down there.
A great short story can change your life. And so, just appreciate it. I was reading A.M. Holmes. She's this young writer who wrote the... It was published in 90, but I just sort of didn't register quite, you know, that she'd been around that long. And so... I read something in the New Yorker and I was like, whoa. So then, you know, I went and got, there was a book of short stories. And so it was just a real gift to myself whenever I do that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you can find a good collection, then it just means something. It's just an adventure. So
it totally feeds you.
Yeah. And, it's harder to find good novels that are available at the library, you know, when you want them, you know, the right one, but, you know, stories, they're just, and it's a very hard medium to write so well, so. Yeah, so it just was like, reminded me that's something unique to me that I really care about that does a lot for me.
Yeah.
So I have to seek that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like those moments when it's like something that's so you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like opening up a bunch of old photographs. You know, it's like, oh yeah, that is so me.
Yeah.
And I haven't been doing that lately.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, it's like music or anything else that just sort of transcendent immediately.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. Yeah. I'm so impressed with how you are, developing, healing, becoming even more on a daily, moment-to-moment basis in alignment with who you are, connected, running your own energy, and that ripple effect of having it around you to feel who you really are and the permission you're giving yourself to do that. Wow.
What amazes me is how much stuff has always been there since I can remember. Maybe other people don't experience that, but I wanted the kind of house I'm living in now since I was in my 20s. Mm. That was a dream for me. And, my tastes, the different things that I like, so much of that was formed long ago, but maybe I was kind of an old little girl too, because I was reading beyond my comprehension and reading beyond what I could really take in and understand, but I already had an agenda way back then of certain things. Things that interested me, things that, you know, now I'm able to kind of complete certain things or understand certain things, you know.
Yeah.
But it was always there. So just amazes me how much isn't new, you know. It's like going back and tying up the loose ends. That's what I'm doing now. So it isn't as if there's a huge adventure you know, suddenly I discover something that I never knew I liked as much as...
That rediscovering it's an archaeological dig are the images that you're showing.
So I don't know if people experience that as much as I have, you know, but I just had it all already there and am just able to reach it now.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to the guy at the camera phone store about getting a picture phone and how that would work, so that I figured out finally, when I have a computer, I understood pretty much how it works. Mm-hmm. I thought I did, but I kind of really got it straight in my head, you know.
Yeah.
What you do, you know,
you
send it to your email, and then, you know, you can blow it up to different size. And so he just sort of, so all that interest in photography I had, now it's so much closer to realization because, you know, I'm finally on the verge of being able to do something with that. So photography was something I loved, and now I can actually do it for myself, not just appreciate it for somebody else. So it's like, you know, I can't think of too many new things except some spiritual stuff, and, you know, that's been the newest information for me in life. But the interests and the desires and the writers and the subjects, you know, there's so much of it that was already there, and I just needed to, so that's what's going on, I guess.
It's the essence of running one's own energy. Of filling those meridians. That's what it's about. Being circulation and flow and being who you are and being able to tap into that which feeds us, because it's very individual. It's such an individual thumbprint.
Right.
The champion system, you know, that I talked about getting programmed in. Anyway, he is language for that. As does this system. It's just very interesting.
Yeah, I've got books I haven't read that I bought years ago that I've been meaning to sit down and read, and I've got the first thing I ever bought at a yard sale, that wicker library table, that. It's really funny because I said to that woman from Style, I never could decide what to do with this, and now I'm trying to decide, you know, should I paint it or what? And she said, I'd paint it black. And I said, well, it was black when I found it. And I was in my 20s then, and I carried it around with me, and it never seems right. So... If I take her advice, then I'm going to just put it back to what it was to begin with, but it's going to look different to me now than it did then.
Sure.
You know. But I don't know. So it's like there are just so many things going in a circle and kind of completing themselves. And
oh, wow. Do you want to move to the table?
Yes, I do. Are those your bulbs over there in the window?
Yes, and gosh, they're not going to make it.
That's too bad.
My lens at home, I bought a whole bunch. I buy a whole bunch in the fall when they sell them for planting outside. Anyway, I just threw some out at home.
Those, you never know, do you?
No, you never know. You never know.
Hard to...
I've got
hyacinth that I'm going to try now. Those are narcissists made it a little. Because if it doesn't look perfect, they just can't put it. So I've learned to check every time I go in there now. Because they'll have something stuck, you know. And it's worth it. It's just, you know, a little dried out or something. I put them all on my southern wing. Hopeful to have things growing. And I've got the stuff that had been on my porch. And it was, you know, the ferns and the a geranium. And so it's like, I couldn't throw them away.
Yeah.